April 20th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Rachel Balducci. To whom shall we go? Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go?" John 6 verses 67 and 68. When my dad was diagnosed with brain cancer, 4 months before he died, one of my biggest fears was that my faith would be shaken. Faith really is a gift, and I wondered if walking through the death of my dad would be more than I could bear. Could I handle it? Could my faith handle it? I wondered if Jesus would still feel real to me once I suffered this loss. Would all the truths of my faith stand up to this test, to this devastating separation? Maybe I've shared about this before, and here I am again. But it's worth repeating, God's promises are true. He provides for us in all we need, and we see that in how He implemented His plan of salvation. While death and sadness were not part of God's original plan and are a result of our sin, Jesus' death on the cross redeemed all of it for us. God walks with us in the midst of this suffering because He has gone through it before. Death conquered death. As I worried I would be tempted to leave Jesus, I realized what Simon Peter does in today's gospel. To whom shall we go? John 6, verse 68. Sister, there is no place beyond the reach of God's love. Whatever pit we may find ourselves in, God can be there with us. He can take our suffering and redeem it for good. He can take our mourning and turn it into joy. Why would we go anywhere else? To whom else could we possibly turn?